And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm one of your hosts, Bill, and this week we have Ted.
That's me, I'm Ted. I've been Ted all day.
And Anna.
Hi.
And Jordan.
Yeah, that's true, I'm not Ted.
No,
that's,
you're not Ted.
No, yeah. I am. Yeah. I thought we covered that already.
We have our own separate identities. It gets confusing sometimes.
You did hesitate, like I was supposed to call you Joe or something. Well, you are wearing Joe's headphones.
Yeah, that makes it pretty confusing. It's like I'm not wearing any of his clothes, but these are his headphones. And
beloved viewer listeners, if you didn't know, Joe and Jordan are actually identical twins, so it's hard to tell the difference between the two of them.
The Jodens.
Is that what's going on? Because you guys are identical twins.
Well, there was a time. There's quite a few episodes. One of you would show up and the other one wouldn't.
I thought maybe you were the same person.
Yeah.
That happened between Ted and I, too, though.
Yeah, people think we're the same person.
That make it you guys Tana? Or Anid?
Tadana.
Anid?
I prefer TNA, personally.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Well, let's talk about our Patreon page, which we still have. And you can listen to our podcast earlier than everyone else. And we have a Discord page that you can chat with us that I'm always on. And Alex actually is too.
I go on it, and I'd go on it more if there was more people on it.
But I was confused initially because I thought I read it like Pat Rian. Like some guy named Rian.
That's like the lady on the local ISU or the ISU NPR station. Her name's Shayla Litza.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't tell if it was Shay Lalitza or Shayla Litza.
Yeah.
It's actually the second.
Neither of those compel you to wonder if you're supposed to pat someone, though.
No, that's true.
Yeah. But I can see the similarity.
But I find your objection laughable, laudable.
Laudable, thank you. Yeah. One of those.
Yeah. Laughable or laudable?
Laughably laudable. Yeah. So laudable to such an extreme, they're it's not, kind of hilarious.
They're not actually synonyms, so.
In a better world, maybe.
We can just make them, so. Actually, did you hear that literally has been altered in the dictionary?
To figuratively?
To include figuratively. Oh. So literally is...
No, literally, literally means not literally.
Literally means literally and figuratively.
No, literally, literally means not literally.
Literally?
Yeah, literally means not literally.
Figuratively?
No, if you look it up, it literally means not literally.
Can figurative...
I was looking at on Google. The Google, like, answer said not literally. Like, it's used the negation of itself in the definition of itself.
So did they also pioneer a second definition to figuratively so that you can use that in a literal sense?
So,
oh, yeah. We can say stuff like when stuff actually happens in real life, we can say that figuratively just happened.
No, because...
I'm going to start doing that.
Well, according to dictionary.com and Webster and all that, the literal manner or sense, it's exactly...
While not being literally true... See? Literally, literally seeing? Means not literally.
Where are you looking? Oh, no, that's the second one. Yeah. That's the informal. Yeah. That's what I said. No, so literally...
Literally means not literally. It says it right there on Google.
But literally means literally and figuratively.
It's its own antonym.
I was going to say, like... Yes. It means both things at once. It's a super... It's in a super state.
It's a superposition.
Yeah, it's a superposition. It's a super word.
It's a prime opposite.
Yep. Literally.
What happens to figuratively then?
It's still figure.
It becomes
there.
Literally.
But you can use literally now.
But will people use literally or figuratively now since literally works for both?
It depends.
Well, that's the thing. Like you're thinking that it's a one way. Like, the dictionary defines the words. No, the culture defines the words, and the dictionary just updates the meaning based on what the current definition of a word is.
And it does say informal.
Huh.
For the figurative part.
Literally informal?
Literally informal, but not to be confused with,
It's figuratively informal. It's figuratively informal.
It literally means informal.
No, figuratively.
Well, duh. Literally.
I feel like problems are going to arise from this.
Literally.
It's codifying a confusing issue.
I think it just makes it harder to be pedantic.
It's inconceivable.
It's literally inconceivable.
Can it really define itself?
They did. In a literal manner or sense is used to define literally.
Well,
I guess it's using the shorter version.
That's how you define a Fibonacci number. It's the sum of the two previous Fibonacci numbers.
Yeah.
It's defining itself.
Yeah, but you have to set the base first.
Yeah, the basis.
So you have something independent of the sequence.
Well, technically, I think the base is 0 and 1, but a lot of people just say 1, 1.
Actually, I don't know.
Because if you have 0 and 1 as the base, 0 is the first Fibonacci number, mm-hmm. 1 is the second Fibonacci number. Those are your base numbers.
1 would be
then,
1.
Then you go 0, 1, 1, 1, 2. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot what the math was behind that.
No, you're right. I literally
starting
said
with
it.
Zero.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people just skip the 0 because it's kind of extraneous.
0 is not really a number unless you need to.
0 makes more sense than just starting out with 1, 1. 1, 1, you're like,
but
why
if 0
do you
plus
have
0
that?
Is 1.
Yes, but that's why you have two.
You
that's why you have
0,
two base
though.
Numbers.
Oh.
You have your base number is 0 and 1, and those are your base numbers, and every other Fibonacci number is just the sum of the two previous Fibonacci numbers.
I see.
It's an interesting set. It's no fibbing. I'm sorry, it had to be done.
That figuratively just happened.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
Okay. Bill.
Lost it. I'm out. It's over. Great week.
Cool. I'll be your host.
Tag. Ted's it.
So, it's been an interesting week. So, we're actually recording a little early. This is going to release the Friday after Valentine's Day, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, we are a week behind.
Well,
and
unless you go to Patreon, then you might be able to get it earlier.
Oh, yeah. If you're on Patreon, you might be listening to this like a week early.
Yeah.
Well, probably not a week early because we have frivolities planned for this evening. But
yes.
But anyways, we're a little bit behind the times, but we wanted to talk about what that kooky billionaire Elon Musk is doing, and what he recently did was he put his car in space to test the SpaceX rocket, I think it's called the Falcon. And it was three rockets, and he put the payload, which was his car, into a heliocentric orbit, which means it will orbit the sun, not the Earth, as a
the Falcon Heavy.
Yeah, all Falcon Heavy, SpaceX Falcon Heavy. So the point is to show a proof of concept to say that he can get someone to Mars with this by putting it in a heliocentric orbit. That means he can escape the terminal velocity of the Earth and completely go out there. But the really cool thing about this, I mean, we've already put stuff on Mars and whatnot. I think there's two like pretty cool things about it. First
did
off,
you
it's
say
a private
terminal
company.
Velocity or escape velocity?
Escape velocity. Yeah, I did say terminal velocity, but I meant escape velocity. Thank you for the correction there.
Yeah, I'm literally being pedantic.
I'm not a physicist, so but I like to be accurate. But anyways, the cool thing about this, the two cool things to me at least, is number one, this is done by a private company, not a government entity. And he's looking at making just a ton of money if he can pull this off, which it looks like he's doing. So the first thing, private company. Second thing is that not only did he take these three rockets that they used to launch this into orbit, but he landed them too.
Two.
Two out of three. So this one was really testing the big one, the center, the core rocket, the two side rockets that they had. I don't know a lot about. I don't know super specifics here, and I apologize. But so the two side rockets, they've already tested those, and they successfully landed those many times. And both of those landed, and there's a video of them landing on YouTube. It's pretty cool because they land in unison. Like, they come back down and their rockets fire at the same time and they land, like, right at the same time in platforms. Probably quite a ways away, but the shot's from pretty far back. Sadly, the heavy rocket, the core, appears to have... it was supposed to land on a platform in the ocean. And it appears to have hit the platform and damaged it, but didn't land. They lost it. So and they're still, as last I had heard, they're still not quite sure where it is. But the cool thing, he put his car up there because he, you know, as a publicity stunt, both for Tesla and for this SpaceX thing that he's doing. But he's like, normally what we'd do is we'd just take a big brick of concrete and put that bad boy up there just to, you know, so that you have the right mass for it to show that you can do it. But he's like, that doesn't sound like fun, so I'm going to put my car up there instead. He put his car up there with a bunch of cameras on it and a little spaceman in it. And so there's a live feed of it leaving Earth. And you can actually see the video of it, because it went up in a kind of a closed container type thing, and it popped open at once, and it was pretty dramatic. And so, yeah, just check out, you know, the Starman SpaceX. But it kind of looks like, to me, the intro to that 70s movie Heavy Metal.
I was thinking about that when I opened it up. I was like, huh.
So it was pretty cool. But yeah, so his rockets don't use they don't use parachutes or anything like that. They just kind of keep themselves upright and then just kind of drop down. But yeah, so that was really exciting for space exploration, because this can drastically reduce costs associated with putting satellites and whatnot in orbit, because previously we'd just put that stuff up there and then the rocket would just kind of break apart in stages and then come back and disintegrate in the Earth's atmosphere. You know, scattering across the ocean or whatever. But now they should be able to just take this, put it up into space, bring it back down, replace any parts that need to be replaced, refuel it, do it again. So that's a good step towards really going to Mars. I mean...
And it also had an... Ark or an archive with it, Silicon the Valley play, and with the second payload about humans, everything about the human civilization. Apparently, that's supposed to last 14 billion years.
It'll last a little while,
unlike the Tesla.
The Tesla won't be drivable. It's probably, I mean, I'm sure they gutted it a little bit, but
well, plus, you know, it's still, it probably won't be able to take much of space's.
Yeah, there's space debris. The radiation will destroy the electronics, and then there's always a problem with like small particles just bombarding it on a regular basis, just basically putting holes all over it. So it's going to be pocked up pretty quick. But
so, okay, the little spaceman's in the spacesuit and everything.
Yeah,
and actually, I don't know if you guys noticed that there is a miniature version of the car. In the front of the car, with the miniature version of the spaceman in the car.
I didn't notice that, but if you look on the dashboard, there is a thing on there that says "Don't panic."
Oh, like, nice!
Right on the console there. But I think if I was a billionaire, eccentric with a big ego, and I'd killed someone, that's where he'd be, in that spacesuit, in a car flying far, far away, because you're never getting that body.
Okay, before we sidetrack on that, because you guys want to, here's the thing. Do you know NASA only has, like, a handful of spacesuits in the first place? Because they haven't made them in, like, decades.
A literal handful?
No, a figurative handful.
Exactly.
Or both?
Yeah.
So they're actually running out of...
I think in one hand, I can only fit one spacesuit.
Literally.
Like, not even one. Figuratively.
Well, I think you mean literally now. Are you being formal or informal?
I'm informally using figuratively, which the informal meaning of figuratively is. You started this. This is your fault.
I'm sorry. It seems like a recursive dilemma, because if you mean figuratively, then you actually mean literally. But by meaning literally, you mean figuratively. And so it's just back and forth like a ping pong for eternity.
So how many spacesuits do you think Tesla has?
Literally?
Do they think they have more than NASA?
I don't think they have any, except for that one. Except and that's probably not even a spacesuit. It's probably just like something that looks like a spacesuit. I don't
like a motorcycle helmet and a really cool jacket.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of a model. I don't think. Yeah, I don't. It doesn't make sense to, like, I mean, okay, granted, he did take a perfectly working car, a thing of beauty, by the way.
A really expensive.
Yeah, super expensive car. So a spacesuit, but a working spacesuit probably costs similar to what their Tesla Roadster costs.
Yeah.
Space is kind of harsh. You got to have a good seal and you got to be able to withstand the radiation and the, yeah.
All right. So stepping back.
I like the live view right there that we have because you can see like the earth like creeping across the car.
Oh, the reflection on the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the odd thing is that they were able to get it from straight on angle so you can't see the edge of the earth because we all know it's flat.
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
Well, so. Since it's rotating the sun, then obviously
at some point we'll be able to see the edge.
Oh, okay.
And if we can't, then this is all fake.
Well, it's kind of fake because there's not a tortoise and elephant.
No, it's on the, that's on the other side.
That's on the bottom of that. Yeah,
yeah, you can't see
underneath.
So obscured.
I think Elon Musk tweeted something like, "Our CG, like if this was fake, it would look so much worse than it does, or so much better than it does. Our CGI is amazing now." And so, because some of the video and stuff isn't super great, but
well, that's something else. Is like the idea of seeing stars and the Earth at the same time in a picture. Like occasionally, you catch things in the background, but the only people that have ever seen like the Earth and the stars are the astronauts. Because when you take a picture, you only can really get one of them.
Because you got to fix the light to if you set the light input such that you could get the stars, so the Earth would be all washed out from all the light it's reflecting.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting where...
Just do it at night.
Do it from the underside, then you won't get the Earth.
You can see the Earth's butt.
Ooh!
I think this is all, actually, I know that this is not the popular opinion, but I'm disappointed. I feel that with all of his money, Elon Musk has so much potential to do great things, and he does this. He could utilize his name and do a spritzer cologne brand called the Musk. But
who says he's not going to?
Yeah, he has.
I'm saying
he
that
has tons
he
of money.
Is not the kind of guy who'll do that. He's wasting on space exploration.
There's your sign. Don't panic.
No Musk.
No, the don't panic. It's not Musk. At the 20 or 19 and a half minute mark of the live video recording,
which won't be 20 and a half.
It's a clear Michael Bay reference.
No, I think this is like it started me at the beginning initially. This is only a 4.5 hour video.
Well, it's so been up there for more than 4 hours.
It's not live. Like I said, it's a live recording of the video.
I think it's live view, but it's only getting like 4 hours of it or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, so you're saying that the...
Yes, I think that it's not going to keep all of it the whole time, so it's only got like the last 4 hours or whatever. Unless something amazing happens, but other people will probably grab
it. No, it was... Okay, there's... It was streamed live on February 6th.
Okay, you win.
Ah!
Wait, what's today?
The 9th.
Ooh.
Or depending on when you're listening, the 17th, 21st.
They could be listening at like.
They could be
2020.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
So all you people at February 2020 listening,
let us know how the car's going.
Yeah,
you could let us know by giving us a call at 801-896-4335.
Or
you could email us at.
I don't know, geeksarewired@gmail.com.
There you go.
Whew.
Hopefully we still have that email in 2020.
I didn't have that written down.
Conceivably be listening to us at 2020, in which case that number is probably no longer
valid. That number won't work anymore.
Well,
and email's probably not a thing.
Well, who knows? Like
some form of...
If you're listening far into the future and have an archive of our email, you can see how often we get emails, and you can be like, wow.
Oh, we
from an anthropological
and man, the phone calls though.
Where's Alex when we need him? Talk about the anthropological implications of us never getting phone calls or
how does
emails.
That make you feel though that
sad actually
people no I mean
I get sad that I never get emails or phone calls
no emails from, well listeners make Ted less sad.
I occasionally send you a message.
Oh, there you go.
That's true. You do text me from time to time, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Usually inviting me to movies that I've never heard of or never thought I wanted to
That's
watch.
That's right. I'm trying to invest you with some artsiness so you can have your own snobbery and say, I wouldn't watch a Michael Bay movie.
A lot of times, I'm with you on movie recommendations and stuff. Kubo and the Six String or the Two Strings, Three Strings, Two Strings. Whatever.
I think it's
two.
12. It's go two strings. Higher. Always yeah. go higher.
And some others are just excellent movies. However, Anna and I watched. What did we watch?
We watched that Swiss Army Man.
And what'd you think?
It was hard to watch.
You don't disagree with me there because I can't watch that movie.
It's after you watch it the first time around. It's not a rewatchable movie.
You could watch it the first time around, which is more than I could do.
So didn't you watch it? I thought you were recommending it.
I tried to watch it. No, it is Joe and Alex who are recommending it. I like their campy movies often enough, but that one was... I'm not into fart jokes, and that's the
it
movie.
Was like a two-hour-long fart joke. Yeah. That's for sure. Not just farts, though. They talked about, you know, other adult situations. So it wasn't great. And it was kind of depressing in the end and everything, too. So, but yeah, would not watch again, would not recommend.
I agree.
All right.
Actually, you know, it comes out when the podcast officially releases.
What's that?
Black Panther.
That's right.
Ooh.
Yes.
Is it? It's by David Attenborough, right? He's the naturalist. He's all about the Black Panthers. Or is it the football team? I think...
No.
No?
No, no, not.
It's not college football.
It's not about the sports bowl team.
Huh. I think...
It's about comic book character.
Oh. I thought it was about civil rights.
About a guy that has more money than Tony Stark.
Oh, yeah, he owns a whole country.
Yeah, and the only mine that has the Captain America's shield medal. Like Captain America's like, I need all this
vibranium.
Metal.
Vibranium?
Yeah, that one.
Isn't that like, I think they sell those at Silver Fox, right?
Vibranium?
Yeah.
The Silver Fox closed
down. No, they don't. because they don't exist.
Yeah, the Silver Fox not only, closed down years ago.
They don't exist in 2020, in 2020, or 2018.
They sell them at Spencer's or adamandeve.com. There, now that joke makes sense.
Ah,
I don't know what those places are.
They're Silver Fox,
he
but
lies.
Elsewhere.
Oh, okay.
No, he goes to the other places.
I remember my parents talking about Silver Fox. I was like, I'll go there someday.
When did Google start giving surveys on their search pages?
They do ads that are...
No, like a straight-on survey.
Yeah, they do ads like that.
Am I planning to see Black Panther? Yes, no, or not sure?
Say yes.
Okay, I'll say yes.
Now vote.
Okay, I voted. Hey, guess what? People who search for Black Panther... 84% of them are going to go see this movie.
That's really
surprising.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Out of 23, connection. Almost 24,000 total votes.
I'm sure that's not selection bias.
Not even remotely. Actually, speaking of Google, have you seen their Olympic stuff? They have really cool Olympic events. That is noisier than I thought.
Will our listeners be able to hear it?
No, I don't think they can, actually. Oh, look, let's try it again then. Let's see if they think. Nope. So you have
it
the
something
Olympic stuff.
Wow, that was loud.
There may be some background noise. Ta-da!
Yay!
Okay.
Nice.
I'm still stuck on Googling Zerg Rush and Askew and
you know,
Recursive.
But there's more.
Bill, I
They're
noticed...
going to release a video a day. Game of a life. Doodle.
I noticed your icon for your Gmail. You're looking awfully pensive. I appreciate that.
What'd you call him?
Pensive.
What icon for my Google are you talking about?
Okay, so if you go back...
I don't know, this is a lot
no
of work.
One, no one knows what I'm talking about, but yeah, there you are. There's a pensive man.
Oh, I see. Yes, for my email.
This is great, great stuff for podcast
listeners. I know. Hey, listeners, you know, my pictures, my personal picture.
It's fantastic.
His head is tilted about, I'd say, 20 degrees from horizontal.
So, Bill.
He's caressing his cheek.
Hey, Bill.
Deep thought.
You know what I used to really like, but, like, just don't much care for anymore?
The color purple?
I effing love science.
Ooh.
Yeah. I used to, like...
The website.
Follow their Facebook page and share their stuff all the time. And then I got burned a couple times because they started sharing inaccurate stuff. And then I started reading about them, and they have a tendency to, like, what's the word when you make it more fantastic than it? Sensationalize. Yeah, they'd sensationalize their headlines so they get more clicks. And they don't give credit to the people that they, like, take their graphics from and everything. And it's a real problem.
What does this have to do with the color purple?
Nothing.
Oh.
But
IFL Science loves it. That's why.
Yeah.
They love
recently,
the purple.
They shared a story about a pretty cool topic, but it turns out to have been debunked.
Yes.
So there's a manuscript. It's the Voynich manuscript. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that properly. But basically, it's a pretty good-sized book type thing, manuscript, whatever. And it has this language that no one is familiar with and no one's been able to decrypt or you know, figure out. And it's got a lot of drawings of...
Tentacle porn.
Well,
well, there's all sorts of...
There's a lot of different drawings, and a lot of them depict like plants and stuff like that aren't quite familiar or don't exist. And so, and there's writing all over, so it kind of looks like a textbook or something like that for, you know, but it's old
herbology and...
Yeah, it's really, really old. I don't remember the exact age of it.
It was discovered in 1912.
But it's a 15th century manuscript, so yeah. And there's been a lot of people like hypothesizing what it could be and what it is, what it isn't. And IFL Science posted a thing saying that AI had finally decrypted it. And
apparently...
Go ahead.
What was supposedly being done? Because the other thing is they were like, oh, it's kind of so-so, but it's not quite. But by a credible group...
Ars Technica was like, yeah... Scholars have looked at it and said that they
plagiarized.
Yeah,
it's a plagiarized guide to women's health.
Yeah, it's not. It makes no sense, and their findings were done by other researchers. It's not. So it's not. It wasn't found. But if you have some time and want to look at some really weird stuff.
It has pictures of alien plants, naked women, strange objects, and zodiac symbols.
I think what it was, personally, my personal thought on it is that it's like someone just got really bored, had a lot of extra time on their hands, and they just like started doodling in a book and was like, oh, I'll just do this stuff. And they probably did never intend for anybody to like see it.
Making up their own language.
Yeah, it just looked cool.
When I saw pictures of this, I was like, that's basically me with 2 hours of time on my hands.
I think it was more than 2 hours worth of time, and probably took some considerable resources, but for the time, because paper and ink and all that's not cheap back then, but still.
There's colored drawings in it too, so I mean they'll take some time to color that in.
Yeah.
Look, the decent artist at points. I'll admit some of these are kind of
weird. But yeah. It's really cool and doesn't appear to have actually been translated.
Yeah, people are going to be awfully embarrassed when they find out that it really was deliberately tentacle porn. That's what it is.
No, it's about the aliens.
Well, some people will be disappointed. Other people might be excited.
Or the validation, because that's my hypothesis.
Well, no, not even validation, just, you know. Some people like porn.
Yeah, this
guy. Some people like vintage porn.
Guy or girl. whomever wrote.
The 15th century scholar.
Yeah. It's scholastic tentacle porn.
I don't think Scholastic put out any tentacle porn.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I mean, I can remember getting those things and seeing all those books that I wouldn't be able to buy because my family was poor.
Yeah.
And, like, I had to choose, like, one book out of the whole list or whatever, but there was never tentacle porn. I know I would have ordered it.
You haven't read Super Fudge. What do you think he's super fudging?
So, sorry, I have to go back to the Starman.
Uh-huh.
It's a very, like, relaxing video.
Yeah. He's just sitting out there chilling, considering the meaning of life.
There is no sound.
I wouldn't imagine there chilling. Is. It's in space.
Didn't we already argue this?
We had an argument about space. But
and sound?
The microphones would not be picking up any sound because the sound that is produced does not travel through the medium of space easily because there's not enough material in there to transmit it. How's that? Did I do
it
right?
No, it's simple. Like, if the molecules are farther apart than their wavelengths, then you're not going to have any vibrations and there's no sound transmitted.
The human ear can hear.
There's no energy sound transmitted.
No, there is sound that transmits.
No, he's saying it's not going to be transmitted because the wavelength misses the particles completely.
Right. Yeah, no. So there's no energy, period.
I'm saying that there is.
Not. Well, no, if the particles
it's too low frequency.
No, it's no frequency.
No frequency. Didn't we already Googled this and searched it.
No. So can be sound transmitted if you have the molecules close enough. I'm saying that if the molecules are far enough apart, that's what determines whether
Gizmodo a trustworthy source.
Well, I'm saying there is.
How about NASA? We'll go NASA.
There is, in certain regions of space, there's low frequency sound that can be produced, but we wouldn't be able to hear it. But like. What determines it is the distance of molecules. If they're farther apart than their wavelengths, then no sound can be generated.
Okay. So is there sound in space?
Depends on where you're looking in space or hearing in space.
There you go. Technically.
That's technically not sound. Those are electromagnetic vibrations.
That's sound.
Mm-hmm. Which. No.
Well, yeah, the electromagnetic vibrations is.
Yeah, electromagnetic vibrations is not. Electromagnetic vibrations is not the same thing.
Yeah, this
thing
is a different thing. Yeah,
sounds.
But the actual sound which is transmitted through medium, because it's not like air molecules are floating around in space, but there are different molecules, and sound just requires a medium of any kind of molecules that can vibrate, and if they vibrate each other, they transmit a wave. And so that's
I thought it was
condition.
Interesting that the more dense the medium through which the vibrations are going, the higher pitch your sound is going to end up being.
It's compressibility, actually. When you deal with fluids, then when you have a compressibility, it's called the bulk modulus. That is really, but density, in fact, makes something transmit sound less effectively, but there's a correlation between bulk modulus and density. They're kind of, if I remember correctly, independent of each other, but they're mostly connected. So you have super dense material like steel, sound transmits through it, but it's because of the bulk modulus, and that's the compressibility and not the...
But it changes the pitch and it moves faster.
Yeah, because velocity is connected with the transmission of energy.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and so water and sound will move faster in water than air, and so
do you think our listeners are going to enjoy rehashing the same topics over and over again?
Might have that a little backwards, because
you know what, you guys can email us and let us know.
Air is,
how do they email us?
Well, they could give us a shout out at geeksarewired@gmail.com,
or they can call us at 801
896-4-3-3-5. Yeah, that last part's geek.
Yeah, spells geek.
Oh, or they could message us after they sign up on Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could talk real time with us.
Ooh. Except for Jordan and his Luddite phone.
Yeah, I'm pretty Luddite. That's true. I mean, I'm not totally... I can't argue that I'm Luddite totally because like I've recently I was just playing around and shorting out batteries and making batteries. And
so wouldn't that make you more Luddite that? Because you are destroying the batteries? You're destroying the technology?
Destroying technology.
Yeah, I was using technology to destroy technology, though.
So,
were you taking 9-volt batteries and hooking them together?
Yeah, well, I was just... All I did was, because I wanted to emulate Jack Bauer, I just hooked up a battery to a battery carrier, and then I twisted the wires so there's hardly any resistance. And, just let it warm up and everything like that, and that's how you apply to the subject's nipples for nipple torture.
I remember once I was using a 9-volt battery to create sparks on my retainer, and then when I put my retainer back in my mouth, it burned my tongue.
It gets hot.
Yeah. It sizzles first, and I'm like, what's that noise? And I was like, what's that smell? And I'm like, oh, my tongue hurts.
Well, you can do that with just a 9-volt battery. You just stick the positive and negative
right on your tongue.
That just is a minor shock because there's so much resistance, especially if your tongue is
extra. But yeah, my retainer had a metal parts on it, so that was sparking it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't suggest you do it at home.
Hey, you know what you could do? Well, okay, maybe you shouldn't do it at home. You know what somebody else did at home?
Flying bathtub?
They made a bathtub play.
Mm-hmm. Flying bathtub of doom.
Dun, dun, dun.
We've had a lot of discussions about this at work. Like, why would you use a bathtub? It seems like a bathtub's pretty heavy, and it might be easier just to rig up a chair. But, you know, there's a lot of places on the bathtub to hook up the drone wings and whatnot. So, but yeah, folks in Germany made a bathtub fly with just drone propellers and everything.
You know, that would actually be an excellent novel way to commit suicide. You fill the bathtub up with water, you fit yourself into the bathtub, have drones lift you aloft, and then you just electrocute yourself inside. And then
if you got enough batteries, you could like just, you know, fly across the ocean. I want to see the first manned drone to fly themselves across the ocean. Super low altitude. Because if you stay low enough, you don't have to have like an FAA something, I think.
No.
Well, and really, guys, like, I'm not recommending suicide at all, but still, bathtub suicide in air carried by drones, pretty cool.
No.
Not cool at all. But
no.
I'm just saying.
No.
Not cool.
No. Just, no.
It's not cool, guys. Don't do that.
The bathtub, you know, quadcopter, though. That would be interesting, like, especially go across the ocean and everything, kept low, and if you lost power, you're in a boat now.
Yeah, depending on how you splash down, it could be problematic. But,
true, it could be.
But, yeah, like, you'd just live a little bit longer before you starve to death or died of exposure, but yeah.
Well, you can always have a backup, you know, things. You know, so you're... You can start sending signals or beacons or have a satellite phone.
Or just bring a volleyball.
Bring a volleyball.
Yeah, Wilson. Just bring a volleyball.
And you don't need anything to, like, you just pump it up as soon as you, like, you land down. You just, like, you bring one of those simple pumps that pushes air into it.
When you cut your hand, you just put it on there, make a face.
Yep.
To go.
Yeah.
Or you could just, like, rub some dirt when you get some. And
Or if we go a different way, you could just always bring your rum ham. And watch it float off.
Your rum?
Rum ham, yeah.
Rum ham.
Rum ham. It's an Always Sunny in Philadelphia reference.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
Oh. Hey, good thing they put safety things on that.
Showing, like, some of their early attempts and, like, flipping over and stuff. I think that's why they did the bathtub, so they could put a whole frame around it, so when it crashed upside down, they wouldn't land on their head.
Uh-huh. A little bit safer.
Do you like landing on your head, Anna?
No.
No.
I don't like landing on my head. Do you?
Oh, I've done it enough. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. I'm agnostic to the virtues or vices of head landing.
Wear a helmet if you decide to fly in a bathtub, though.
Definitely. And a life vest if you're going to start heading out to the ocean.
Right. Oh,
speaking of agnostic, I heard a little theology the other day that I thought was quite interesting.
Are you talking about
I don't know.
Agnostic or agnostic, because I can go for both.
I wouldn't mind some eggnog right about now. So, so the idea is Satan was in heaven or wherever the angels hang out, right? He was naughty and was cast down and will eventually spend eternity in hell along with all of his other angels. So that means that you can get moved from heaven to hell if you're naughty enough. And with an infinity of time, eventually you're going to do something that will transgress. So eventually every person will do something that is worthy of hell.
How do you know?
And end up in hell. Because you have an infinity of time.
So?
Eventually everything that can happen will happen given a long enough time scale.
Nah,
it's
just
simple statistics. If it can happen, it will happen.
Our world statistics, where you're presuming the nature, the metaphysics of the supernatural world.
An unlimited amount of time, though.
Yeah, but given enough time, anything that is possible will happen. Therefore, every person will end up in hell.
You're trying to superimpose our logic onto an illogical premise.
You ready for this one?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay. If every person will end up in hell, would that not mean God will end up in hell?
Well, God's not a person.
He came from Caleb.
Yeah. That's
Caleb? Caleb?
Caleb. I guess it depends on which...
I guess, yeah, your religion
version
all that.
...of God you subscribe to, but... I think.
Or ascribe to.
Yeah. So, anyways, I heard that recently. I thought it was interesting.
You know what I heard recently?
Rawr!
Yeah.
You heard that just now, right?
I did hear that just now. It was exciting.
Was it the sound of
that
Saturn?
That figuratively just happened.
And literally.
Yeah.
And figuratively literally.
Wait, was it the Tesla car? It just started up. Did you hear it?
Literally.
You wouldn't hear it. It's a Tesla.
Oh!
I like bowling.
They made a quadcopter. It's not in the shape of a tub, but it can carry 500 pounds.
So it can almost carry me. I'm fat, Joe.
I was like, I don't think it could carry a couple of you.
Oh, no, it could carry like one of me plus a little more.
Really?
I'm 300, so yeah, it couldn't carry two of me.
So the vehicle itself, the quadcopter itself, weighs 747 pounds and is 15 feet long and 18
You know, if they
feet
made
wide.
It lighter, they could carry more weight.
Yeah, maybe.
If they made it like 200 pounds, then they could carry like 700 pounds. No, 1,000 pounds.
Think about all of the Amazon packages you could get.
I don't know. I wonder how much power they'd sacrifice if they made the structure lighter. Like, would the engine have to... I guess if the frame were lighter.
Yeah, the frame can't... Like, the frame has to support it as well, though, so it's problematic. I'm sure that's as light as they can get it.
Yeah.
It looks nice,
so,
I guess.
Don't know the logistics of drones delivering stuff to your house. I like the idea, but... Like, that's a lot of liability. Maybe I've been working for an insurance company for too long, but like, seriously, those blades... I had a close encounter with a drone recently. I was hoping to get the video of it because I really wanted to see, but what happened is that the drone was on a course flying towards me just kind of slowly, and then it got too close to a house, and the Wi-Fi signal cut out the signal to it, and it just kept coming towards me. And I just watched it as it, like, crashed into the chair that I was sitting in and, like, destroyed the propellers. But, you know, and that was just a small drone. It didn't hurt me or anything, but you know, defects occur, and those blades have got to be spinning pretty fast and be made out of some stout stuff. So, plus you got the Nimrods who are like, get off my property. Like, shoot those things down. So.
I just realized something.
I'd like to see it happen, but.
Yeah. Sorry, I got sidetracked. I saw this.
I know, I was talking, nobody cared.
It was interesting. But Starman, you can't watch him live anymore. It's like Starman.
Probably because he's out of range.
Or it might have been the batteries. The batteries are going to last about 12 hours from launch, roughly.
Oh, is that what it says?
Yeah.
Or maybe millions or billions of years. Who knows?
Yeah.
There was a question on Stack Overflow asking if they found the Roadster in like a thousand years, would they be able to just like, if they brought it down safely to a planet's surface, if they could drive it? And the answer was a resounding no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see that.
If they plugged in a solar-powered battery, maybe that would last longer.
Maybe they should.
That's generally how satellites do it. They have like solar panels and whatnot there, but the car itself is not gonna. You know, it is Tesla, and their big thing is batteries. Like you'd think they would have put a better battery up there.
It's actually, yeah, it's interesting. You know, there's a book that actually addresses a lot of the concepts of machines operating in outer space with the effects of cosmic radiation and everything. It's called Seven Eves by Neal Stephenson.
Oh, so I thought it was called iRobot.
That doesn't really deal with that stuff.
Oh, yeah, they do, because they find God. They worship the nuclear core.
All right, yeah. Yeah. They are the robots.
They realize.
I just remember Robbie. And also, what was
Robbie?
Robbie is the one with the girl. So the girl has her robot friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then the robot friend is cast off by the mother, who doesn't trust the robot around the girl.
I think I have to reread that, because I don't remember that one.
Yeah, and then there's the one about the robots just going crazy and stuff. But yeah, I read those in I've only read the first one. It was in junior high or something like that. But yeah, I don't remember Cosmic. Like, Neal Stephenson, he gets hardcore into this stuff.
No.
So it is actually Neil deGrasse Tyson. He came out with the new book recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Astrophysics for Busy People. So if you're busy and you want to know about astrophysics, you might want to give that a look.
Or just Google it.
Yep. I'm reading one of his books right now called Origins, and I think it's actually pretty awesome.
Right. Anything else?
It's quirky. Quirky, get it? That's
it. Turn it off. That's your famous last words. No. Famous last words, go.
Three quirks for... Man, I forgot the quote. It's Finnegan's Wake. Read it. Yeah. You do it, Ted.
So long, Starman.
Literally.